Kearney Catholic in town. It's the opener for the night where the girls get in the nightcap. The Bison boys will play first. We just had a chance to talk to Coach Langan over there at Kearney Catholic and the Stars and what they're all about. And head coach Joe Imus, a little different situation. You get the opener here at the high school gym tonight.
Yeah, I get a chance to start the night off before the girls. And, you know, we've had good crowds in the last few home games, especially, you know, that home opener. So we expect there to be a good crowd, although we start at 6.
Coming off the Goodland Topside Tournament, dang, you want to get yourself a championship game. Just fell a little bit short, but still came out 2-1 for the tournament. And call it good and learn some things, I'm sure, about your team, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. You know, we came up short, but, you know, we played Colby as close as anybody. And I was very pleased with how we rebounded and how we played defense in our three games. And, you know, we learned we got to do a better job at taking care of the ball, and we got to be consistent with our shooting. And that ultimately is what led us to be 2-1. But, you know, anytime you play good defense like we did, you're going to give yourself a chance to be successful. And that's what helped us through our shooting slumps.
Too bad you don't see Colby down the line get a little rematch, but it won't happen this year.
No, it won't. And they're a good team. They return everybody from last year, and they were a pretty competitive team a year ago. So we would like another chance at them, but unfortunately, you know, that was our only shot.
Good week of practice. Didn't have any Tuesday games to deal with. Of course, you had another snow day you had to deal with this week again, didn't you?
We did, and, you know, this week I'm okay with it because usually on that Monday after Goodland we don't have practice, and this year we just had an hour practice. So Tuesday, giving them that day off where, you know, a lot of our guys spent 3 days on the road, and just having a mental break's good for them. So, you know, not practicing on Tuesday due to snow, it wasn't the end of the world, you know, and is probably good for our kids.
What about the Stars? And by the way, you've told us you know the coach very well, dating back your family history a long time, don't you?
Yeah, Coach Langan, he grew up 18 miles away from me, and when I was at Riverside, I lived right next to his parents, so got to know him pretty well, and their lead assistant, Noah Vlasic, and he was a three-year starter for me at Riverside. He was an all-stater for multiple years, and kind of helped him get that job at Kearney Catholic, knowing Coach Langan, so I got some ties to them. But, you know, with Kearney Catholic, they graduated a really good senior class that had a lot of guys that started three or even 4 years. So anytime you lose a class like that, you're going to be inexperienced, but they're going to be well coached. They're going to run their system well, and they're a lot like us where they're not as experienced. So hopefully them coming into our environment can be an advantage to us.
They won a kind of a low scoring game with Ravenna the other night.
Yeah, they did. They won by 10. I think it was 36-26. And, you know, Kearney Catholic, they're struggling to score a little bit, but they do have a handful of guys who can put the ball in the hoop. So we just hope they don't have a scoring explosion first time of the year against us.
Would be nice with these two games with here tonight and then the Holdridge team, an improved Holdridge team. They're off to a pretty good start. The Heinrichs kid is scoring well for him.
Yeah, they're in the same boat there, too. The Heinrichs kid, we didn't see him last year. He was out with a football injury, and, you know, he's about an 18-ish point a game scorer, and they have a sophomore who had 76 threes last year as a freshman, and he's struggling a little bit, but, I mean, he still has about 10, 15 threes he's made on the year, which is good for most guys, but for his standard, probably a little bit lower. And they had a guy on Tuesday night go off for 6 threes. So they're definitely a team, you know, they're hitting, they're going to be really hard to deal with. So, and they're a lot like Kearney Catholic where they run a similar 5-out offense, and also both teams have switched up their defenses quite a bit, so we got to be ready for anything.